All right, so today we're diving into something that might make a business owner a little squeamish.
Oh, yeah.
Negative online reviews.
Right.
We've got a whole stack of articles and even a couple of YouTube videos all about handling those dreaded one-star ratings.
Yeah.
Now, I know just the thought of a bad review can keep a business owner up at night, but from what I'm seeing in this material, it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, it's funny. We've been kind of conditioned to think that, like, anything less than 5 stars is like a total disaster. But the reality is, a few negative reviews can actually really enhance your credibility.
Really? So you're telling me I shouldn't freak out when I see a one-star review on Yelp?
I mean, you don't want to have a ton of them,
Oh,
obviously.
right.
But think about it this way, like, when you see a product or service that's got a perfect 5-star rating,
Yeah.
does a little voice in the back of your head say,
Oh, absolutely.
is this too good to be true?
Totally. Yeah.
Consumers are savvy these days.
Yeah.
They know that nobody's perfect,
Yeah.
and a perfect rating can actually trigger some distrust.
So it's kind of like that old saying, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Exactly. And one of these articles actually cites a study that found that 95% of shoppers get suspicious if there are NO negative reviews at all.
Wow, 95%. That's a huge red flag.
It is. So instead of dreading those negative reviews, try to view them as valuable feedback.
Yeah.
It's free market research telling you what you can improve.
Okay, so you're saying I should be looking at these negative reviews as like guideposts, like those little arrows pointing out where I can make things better for my customers.
Exactly. And that brings us to something called customer journey mapping. Have you ever heard of
I
this?
have heard of it. I'm not sure I completely understand what it is, though.
It's actually pretty simple. So you just visualize like the whole customer experience from the moment they first hear about your business all the way to the point of purchase and even beyond.
Okay.
And each interaction is a touch point. And at each of these touch points, there's the potential for things to go right or go
Yeah.
wrong. So using customer journey mapping, you can pinpoint exactly where those negative reviews are stemming from.
So, for example, let's say I'm a restaurant owner and I keep seeing complaints about slow service.
Yeah.
So, I could use this customer journey mapping to figure out where the holdup is happening.
Exactly. Is it at the host stand? Is it during the ordering process? Is
Right.
it food prep? Are they waiting too long for the check?
Yeah.
You can use this technique to identify those bottlenecks.
And once you've found the problem areas, then you can start brainstorming solutions.
Exactly. Maybe you need to hire an extra server. Maybe you need to streamline your menu.
Right.
Maybe you need to get a POS system that, prints checks quicker, whatever it takes to improve that customer experience.
Okay, so we're starting to see the value in those negative reviews, but I gotta say, responding to them still feels a little daunting. Having to address those complaints publicly, it can be kind of scary.
It can be, and it does take some finesse, but responding to every review, good or bad, is super important. It's about showing potential customers that you care about feedback and you're committed to customer satisfaction.
So it's not just about damage control with that one unhappy customer. It's about showing everyone that you're taking it seriously.
Exactly. It's about building trust and demonstrating that you're a business that cares.
All right, so let's talk about how to craft those responses. What are some tips for actually turning a negative review into a positive interaction?
So first and foremost, respond promptly.
Okay.
The longer you wait, the more frustrated that customer is going to get.
Right.
And when you do respond, start with a genuine apology.
Even if I think the customer's wrong.
You don't have to admit fault, but acknowledge their feelings, validate their experience, show them that you're listening,
Okay.
and then take the conversation offline.
Get it off Yelp.
Yeah, invite them to connect with you privately through email or phone so you can discuss the issue in more detail.
That's smart. It kind of takes the pressure off having to hash it out in a public forum.
Exactly. And remember, the goal is to turn that unhappy customer into a satisfied one. If you can resolve their issue effectively, they might even update their review.
And become a raving fan.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about responding to reviews, but is there anything businesses can do to kind of prevent negative reviews in the first place?
Well, one of the biggest things is setting clear expectations.
Okay.
You want to make sure customers know exactly what they're getting before they buy.
So no hidden fees, no surprise charges.
Exactly. Be upfront about everything, your policies, your shipping times, any potential
They
limitations.
don't overpromise and underdeliver.
You got to manage those expectations, build trust from the get-go, and you'll be less likely to get those negative reviews.
This is great advice. I'm really starting to see negative reviews in a whole new light.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
They're not just complaints, they're opportunities.
They are, and we're just scratching the surface here.
Oh, there's more.
There's a lot more to uncover. So, are you ready to dive even deeper into this?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right, let's go. Okay, so You know how we were just talking about how a single bad review can really overshadow a bunch of good ones?
Yeah, totally.
Well, there's actually a name for that. It's called negativity bias.
Negativity bias.
Yeah, this is this weird thing our brains do where we just naturally focus more on negative information than positive information. Like,
Interesting.
think about the news, right? What stories grab your attention more?
Oh gosh, yeah, the bad stuff.
The conflicts,
Yeah.
the disasters, those are the headlines that really stick with us.
That's true.
And researchers think it's kind of an evolutionary leftover from, like, our caveman days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back then,
Yeah.
being super aware of threats was critical for survival.
Right, if you weren't paying attention to the saber-toothed tiger, you were toast.
Exactly. So our brains evolved to kind of prioritize those negative signals. And even though we don't have to worry about saber-toothed tigers anymore, that negativity bias still sticks around.
So how does this all relate to online reviews?
Well, it means that we tend to give those negative reviews way more weight than the positive ones, even if they're outnumbered.
I see. So even if a business has like 100 5-star reviews, one-star review can still make people think twice.
Exactly. It's like one bad apple spoiling the whole bunch.
So what can businesses do about this negativity bias?
Well, one thing you can do is just make those positive reviews more visible,
Okay.
like shout them from the rooftops,
Yeah.
feature them prominently on your website, your social media, even in your marketing materials.
Okay, so kind of like turning up the volume on the good stuff.
Exactly. And don't just list those positive reviews, tell a story.
A story.
Yeah. Turn those testimonials into compelling narratives that people can connect with.
I like that idea.
For instance, instead of just saying 9 out of 10 customers recommend our product, tell a story about how your product helped a specific customer achieve a specific goal.
It's like those before and after pictures you see for like weight loss programs, but for any product or service.
Exactly. You're painting a picture, you're making it personal, you're showing people the positive impact your business can have.
And hopefully drowning out that negativity bias.
Exactly.
Okay, this is all great stuff, but I want to shift gears a bit and talk about something that's been on my mind.
Sure.
We've been talking a lot about how businesses can use negative reviews to their advantage, but what about the flip side? What about encouraging positive reviews? Is that ethical?
That's a great question, and it's definitely a bit of a gray area. There's a fine line between encouraging positive feedback and, manipulating reviews.
Where do you draw that line?
For me, it comes down to transparency.
Mm.
You can definitely encourage satisfied customers to leave reviews, but you got to do it ethically.
So what's an ethical way to encourage reviews?
Well, just asking is a good start. After a positive interaction, just say something like, "Hey, we'd love to hear about your experience. If you have a minute, would you mind leaving us a review on Google or Yelp?"
Okay, so a simple direct approach.
Exactly. You're giving them the opportunity, but you're not pressuring them. You're not offering any incentives.
Because that would be crossing the line.
Right. Offering discounts or gifts in exchange for positive reviews. That's a big no-no. It undermines the whole review system.
And it can actually backfire and make people distrust your business even more.
Exactly. Authenticity is key.
Right, so let's go back to using those negative reviews for growth. One of the articles we read talked about using them for competitive analysis.
Oh, yeah, that's a great strategy.
It's like spying on your competition, but in a totally legal and ethical way.
Exactly. You can learn a lot from your competitors' negative reviews.
Like what?
Well, what are their pain points? What are they doing wrong? Where are they falling short?
And then you can make sure you're doing those things better.
Right. If everyone's complaining about your competitors' slow shipping times, you can make sure you're offering fast and reliable shipping as a key differentiator.
So you're basically turning your competitors' weaknesses into your strengths.
Exactly. And it's not just about operational stuff. You can also use those negative reviews to refine your marketing message.
Okay, how so?
Let's say your competitor is getting slammed for bad customer service.
Yeah.
You can make a point of highlighting your exceptional customer service in your marketing materials.
So you're addressing that concern head on and positioning yourself as the better alternative.
Right. You're showing potential customers why they should choose you over the competition.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm starting to see these negative reviews in a whole new light.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
They're like little nuggets of opportunity just waiting to be mined.
Exactly. They're not something to be afraid of, something to be embraced.
Okay, so are you ready to blow my mind with this counterintuitive strategy you mentioned earlier?
I think you're going to like this one. It's all about vulnerability.
Vulnerability, now that sounds a little scary. Vulnerability, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I get that authenticity is important, but Is vulnerability really the right approach when it comes to negative reviews?
You know, it might seem counterintuitive, but just think about it for a second. No business is perfect. We all make mistakes. And when we try to present this, like, flawless image, we're just setting ourselves up for failure.
Because eventually those imperfections are going to come to light, and then it looks like we're trying to hide something.
Exactly.
Right.
But if you're upfront about your weaknesses from the start, it kind of disarms those negative reviews.
Okay, I see what you mean. It's like you're getting ahead of the criticism by acknowledging it first.
Right, and it shows that you're not afraid to own your mistakes.
Yeah.
That you're committed to continuous improvement.
You know, it's funny you mention that because one of the YouTube videos we watched, this guy actually talks about how he uses his own struggles as a selling point.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, I'm not the best on the phone. But then he goes on to explain all the other ways he excels and how he makes up for it.
That's such a great example. It's so disarming, and it makes his strengths seem even more impressive.
Because he's not trying to pretend he's perfect.
Exactly. It's like that saying, honesty is the best policy.
Yeah.
People appreciate transparency, and they're more likely to trust a business that's upfront about its limitations.
So instead of trying to bury those negative reviews, we should be looking at them as opportunities to be more human, more relatable.
Exactly. It's about reframing those negative experiences and using them to connect with your customers on a deeper level.
Okay, I got a bit. My mind is officially blown. I never thought I'd be singing the praises of negative reviews.
But you know what they say, sometimes you gotta embrace the bad to get to the good.
Speaking of bad, what about fake reviews? That's something that really worries me. You know, the thought that someone could just go online and trash your business with a bunch of bogus reviews.
It's a valid concern, but the good news is there are ways to protect yourself.
Okay, I'm all ears.
First and foremost, be proactive. Monitor your online reputation, you know, set up alerts so you know what people are saying about you.
So you're basically keeping your finger on the pulse of the online conversation.
Exactly. That way you can address any negative reviews right away, whether they're genuine or fake.
And what if you spot a review that you think is definitely fake?
Most review platforms have a way to report inappropriate content, so you can flag the review and explain why you think it's fake.
And hopefully they'll take it down.
Right. It's not a perfect system, but it's worth doing. And in the meantime, having a strong online presence with lots of positive reviews and authentic content can really help to dilute those fake ones.
So it's like building up this shield of positivity that can deflect those negative attacks.
Exactly. And ultimately, the best defense is a good offense. You know, make sure you're providing such an amazing customer experience that people don't even want to leave bad reviews.
It all comes back to customer centricity.
It always does.
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive. I feel like we've really uncovered some hidden gems in all these articles and videos.
Me too. It's been a pleasure exploring this topic with you.
And to our listeners, we hope you've gained some valuable insights from this conversation. Remember those negative reviews? They're not the enemy. They can actually be powerful tools for growth and improvement if you know how to use them.
And if you ever find yourself facing a barrage of one-star ratings, just remember to embrace the vulnerability, be authentic, and always keep that customer at the heart of everything you do.
That's great advice. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll see you next time for another exploration into the world of knowledge and insights.
Until then, keep learning, keep growing, and most importantly, keep those reviews coming, both the good and the bad.